Hi. Consistent with U.S. foreign policy, there seems to be a two-faced policy in regards to China. On the one hand, we're becoming closer and closer to them as a trading partner, and on the other hand, we're beginning to demonize them as our next great superpower to build up our arms race against. I'd like to hear what you have to say on that subject.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, policy towards China is kind of ambivalent. They're a major investment, a region for investment and trade. As China moves into the World Trade Organization, the West hopes that it's going to subordinate itself to Western investors, kind of like Mexico, which would be a huge boon to U.S. agricultural exporters, to financial institutions, which expect to take over the Chinese direction of the Chinese economy. This is probably going to wipe out about a couple hundred million Chinese peasants. Nobody knows what will happen to them. So there, that's the upside. You know, on the other hand, the downside is that they remain a nationalist country, which with their own concerns and might pursue their own objectives. They're not going to invade anybody, but it's a powerful force that might be part of an independent Asia. China and Japan together, especially Japan and its surroundings, but now also China, in principle, could be the dominant economic force in the world. They probably have the largest financial reserves in the world right now, and they're not a military force, but that can change. So yeah, that's a concern. Just like there's a concern over Europe going its own way. So it's mixed,
okay.
Pretty much like you said.